then Teches and Aleph in the Gemara, the two line, second line from the bottom. So my time up. So the din of the chutzar, which is less than four amas, which means four amas is mutter. So why is four amas mutter? So Amar Rabba, Ibnei She'er, Adam Osil, Histapik, Sosayim, Mayim, B'chol Yoyim, Barba Amas, Adam Roitzel, Zalfa. So the sheer the person uses Sosayim, Mayim, that's the amount we need to address. And Sosayim, Mayim, a person can spread them out in a chotzer of four amas by a four amas. He can mezalathem. Mezalathem, you can use the water to pat down the dirt that there shouldn't be. It's enough to moisten the ground to pat down the dirt, not to make it muddy and, you know, unusable, but Adarab, it'll help. It'll help keep the dirt down in the chutzar, that he can use the chutzar better. So he gets the second usage out of this water. He uses it for washing himself and washing his dishes, etc. Then he uses it to out in the chutzar to dry down the chutzar, pat down the chutzar. Hakas midalad amas is shayvchan. So, however, if it's less than dalad amas, you can't do that. So you have to pour them out. See the Abud Uka Shari Eloy Osir. So he has this Uka which can catch what he's doing Shaifek, which he's pouring it out. So that's good, if not, not. So that's Rabba. Reser Omer Daladamas Taimi. Pachas and Daladamas like Taimi. Daladamas absorbs the water. Less than Daladamas doesn't absorb the water. Whereas it might be Nayu. What will be the difference between the two? So, Rabbi, or if we cut an ika benayu, if it's long and narrow, so according to Bzera, it's a question of the surface area, how much can get absorbed, so there's no difference in the shape. But according to Rabbi, the point is a chutzar, which is dalad by dalad, is a very usable chutzar, it's a very nice large area. So, you want to keep the dirt down because otherwise it gets in the way of what you're doing. If it's orach v'katan, it's not such a usable chutzar anyway. You wouldn't necessarily be interested in being mezalef it, so it has no function for you. So if the hatter is because you're planning to use this to be mezalef, you're not interested in being mezalef such a chutzar. So in that case, it wouldn't be mutter. Tanan chutzar v'chsadra mitzalef v'dalaramas. Our mission says the chutzar v'chsadra mitzalef v'dalaramas. So it comes out that the area isn't really an area which it functions like a regular chutzar. So according to Rabba, it's not the right shape anymore to function. Yakim mezalef. Bishlam of the Rabbi Zeira Nicha the Rabba Kasha. So the more answers Tirgam Rabbi Zeira, leave with the Rabba. Rabbi Zeira answers this question. How Rabba would answer it is the following way: Bechsadra Malechas Alpanei Kol Chutzar Kula. So basically what it was a partially covered chotzer, partially uncovered chotzer, but it functioned, the shape was dalad by dalad. With the dalad by dalad, part of the dalad by dalad was covered, part was uncovered. So that's a very functional chotzer, which a person would want to be mezal of the dirt. Toshma, Rice says, chotzer shein b'dalad amas al dalad amas. If it doesn't have 4x4, in shayfkan l'seicha mayim b'shabbos, so you can't pour water in it on Shabbos, and which means if it's 4x4, you may. So that's mamash rabba's din. So bishlam of the rabba nicha al rizera kasha. Why does it say 4x4? I thought the point isn't 4x4. The point is a totally of the square area. So amalchar rizera. So Zera says to you, "How many rabbanon he?" And we see Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov he. So it comes out like this: we have this machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that the case of the beef, which is kamur, so it's not considered rishus rabbanon. It's 4 amas long kamur. He says you're allowed to pour the water into it. So what's the logic behind that? Because it's timey. You pour into the beef, and the water can get absorbed in that area, which is 4 amas long. So the time it reaches the area which is not Kamar, which is Rishus Arabim, whatever it is, the water got absorbed already. See, he's learning the reasons because of timing. But you're not interesting Zalif over there, you're not using it over there, you're not trying to keep the dirt down. So the Kurn of Ben Yaakov, the reason is clearly the issue of timing. Kurn of the Rabbanon, who argue on him, there says, you know what, I will agree with you that over there there's Shaziluf. So it comes out the Mechotis and Rabbanon and Rabbi Zeira is really Mechotis, they're not really arguing in, there's two Shitas, the Rabbanon learn one way, and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov learns the other way. What they're arguing about is who's the Tana of the Mishnah. So the Braisa is clearly the Rabbanon who argued with Lezer ben Yaakov by the case of the Biv, and they say you need Dalal Dalal, like Rabbi says, because that's Ishab Ziluf. However, Masis and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, he holds that the Tana Kam of our Mishnah is not the Rabbanon of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, it's Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Okay, so now, means he had to have some motivation to learn the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, because the simple pshat lachar would be the Rabbanon. Especially if there's a brisa which says it's not like that. What pushed Rabbi Zeira to learn the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov? Amar Rabbi Masis and Keshizeh, because he felt the Mishnah as written, it seems to have a difficulty with it. My ear, the Tani Chotzer, she pechuse. Let's see, Chotzer Shem Adalad Amas al Dalad Amas. The language of Mishnah is a chotzer which is less than dalad amas. It's not really correct according to Rabbi, because the main thing is it's not, even if it has the air, it has the ground space of 4x4, but it has to be shaped 4x4. So you should say in the Mishnah, a chotzer which doesn't have dalad amas on dalad amas. Elav shamino, the Rebbe ben Yaakov, Hishma Amino. So it must be, it's going like a Rebbe ben Yaakov, which we don't care about the shape. The main thing is that it has the area, the equivalent of 4x4, so it could be 2x8, it could be 1x16, I don't care what it is, right? It's the same, I need 16 square amas, that's all I need. Vahomi, the Sefer Blazer ben Yaakov, Reish Alav of the Blazer ben Yaakov. The fact that Blazer ben Yaakov was introduced in the Sefer means he wasn't here until now. It's the Reish, not Blazer ben Yaakov. No, the answer, like the Morris is always on these questions, Kuler Blazer ben Yaakov, he was Ramesh of it's all Rebbe ben Yaakov, and there's a step not unspoken in the Mishnah. It was less than 4, you can't pour in the water. If it be Dalad Amos, you're allowed to pour in. Shabbos ben Yaakov, Omer, Biva Kamer, Dalad Amos, Rishon Zerab, Shevchon L'Sechamayim, B'Shabbos, like Rebbe ben Yaakov says. Okay, Zok Rashi. My time. A chotzer bechusimi arba amas koi, the mashma ha arba amas shoris. Sound like 4 amas is mutter. The question is why? So Rabbi says, Adam Ritz lezalfen, Sharia hi lezalif. Such a chotzer is roy to be mezalif, which means laharbitz afora, shloyala avka. To pour down the, hold down the dirt, you want to be able to, you know, be mishtamish with the chotzer. So it's better if the dirt isn't flying all over the place, the dust. So you mezal it, which means you pour out the water over it to wet it enough to keep the dirt down. The Morris is explaining that Mishnah is talking about in the summertime when there's no rain, so it's dry, and I would like when it's dry it becomes all dusty, and it's not. I don't want to get it muddy, but I want to get it wet enough, moist enough that it shouldn't fly around. So that's what you do with this type of Kima the Roach of the Zalfan. So your main goal is to be mazal of it, which is to put the water specifically here in the chotzer to moisten down the chotzer. Therefore, inami shavak lahu benafki lomi skayim machshavte. If it does flow out, that's not what he wanted. So he's not. Therefore, Chazal didn't ask for that. If it's less than four amas, anywhere the zalif, then you don't really use it for specific usages. So you don't really care if the dust is all over, is flying around. Less, not significant usages, and therefore over there you don't care to keep the dirt down. So you're just pouring out the water. If it's 4x4, if it's a chashav area, but if it's less than 4x4, you will not use it for significant purposes. So therefore, you don't mind if the dust is flying around, and you have no interest in being mezalef. Therefore, you're just pouring out the water. When the water goes out through shesurabim, it's kaimim hashav. You want the water to be poured out and go. So that's like a problem. Okay, because Rabbanon Alei Zilma Osi LeMishri the Zrika Behed Yelur Rishas Aram. Even so, the Maaser you're pouring it in the Chatzer and it's spreading, but which is we said it's not really a direct Maaser, but if you're going to allow that, the person says, okay, just pour it in Rishas Aram already, because that's what your goal is, and that's a real problem. Time, so there is that, no, that area is time in Maya, the water can get absorbed by Dalaramas, Riamli Bola Sasayim, it can absorb Sasayim. Let me come in my shop, so your goal is to have it absorbed, not that it should roll out. So, what's the difference between the two? Darach Makotit, it's long and narrow. It's 8x2. Dika Karka, Kishir Dalam Murbo, so you have the same amount of area of 4x4. It's an area which Sasayim can get absorbed. Hibola Sasayim, the Sasayim can get absorbed. Abu Lazalif and Aruya, but you're not going to be Mazalif. So the Rabbah also Lishbech, so the Rabbah, you couldn't pour it without having an Uka to get to take the water. If it's there, little boy, Uka, you would not need an Uka. Ben Lamar, Talanamish Masisan, Ba'erach, Ba'erach of Mashma. They both agree the taicha of the Mishnah of Dalaramas means 4x4. The loyav shura narmer lepusya and can't shem refurish klum, because if you don't give me besides give me a length, give me a width, so you haven't just give me a shear. So it's four or 4x what? So obviously when the Tana said 4, he meant 4x4. Masha filo rechava mashu bolek look me b'taima. Because if you just written. If you understand 4 means only 4, and we're not discussing the other direction, so it means 4 by an inch. So obviously, it couldn't have meant that. So now, the Chatzar B'Chsadra is starting from the Dalai Lama. The Pertram in the Uka, you don't need it to Uka in that situation. Because the Chalat B'Chsadra, Homer is Chutz the Chatzar, Kenegar Echem in the Mekzoyes, the Chsadra is beyond the Chatzar by one of the corners. Mesrev is Lahashlim Ashir, and it combines to the Shir. So it's not a shape. It's not again. It's not a makom roda zilu because it's not the regular shape. I'm a time of kadesh yehi shah mashir lahav liyasamayim. As long as you can absorb the water, the like Reb Zera says, it's good. The ochalav dal merubos nino the lischazu lazalif. It's not 4x4. So Reb Zera answered that Rabbi would tell you. Reb Zera explained that Rabbi would answer you. Bachsadra malechas apenekula gan chotzer arba al shtayim. The chatzar was 4x2, and the chatzar was 4x2, and they're running parallel to each other. So the area, but underneath the chatzar and in the chatzar, adds up to 4x4. The brayse is dalaramas al dalaramas, garis for brayse alma merubos pinin. So you have to be 4x4. So Rosera said, "Yeah, that's hamaner abonani. The lesharle mishum shir mokem bliyasamaim. They don't." That for them, the area of absorbing water is not enough. You can't pour into the beef. Now the beef was made out of it was a dirt bottom, so if it's 100 amas long, it'll absorb all the water. They said you have to pour into the el alagag or el chatzar. You have to pour directly into the chatzar. They don't hold us enough that you can get absorbed. You need more than that. You have a specific purpose, simply to, you want to do something with the chatzar to pat it down. We got to give megaladite the koshafich the labra zilufu. But the fact that you're pouring the beef, you're showing that your goal isn't ziluf. Your goal is just to pour it out. And that's also according to the abundant. He says it's mutter. The armor of time and mishum shir mokum lively. It could not beef should come with alanamas. It's mutter. As long as it can absorb the water, it's okay. The argument is who's the town of the Mishnah? My tuchad the Rebzer. Why does Rebzer feel a need to touch up the town of the Mishnah? Is the frushim masisin mishum the time in Maya b'shorle b'orich v'katzin? Why do you feel the issue is time in Maya? and therefore Orech Mekaltin is mutter. And the Tanah of the Mishnah is we boil the Lukum and Tribalezer Ben Yaakov, has to go like a Liezer, look at the boy Dalaram's Rabbos, Mishum Zilov, the Rabbonah, maybe the Tanah of the Mishnah like the Rabbonah. Which you agree that that's Pshat Rabbonah. So Mor says, the Mishnah says, Shepachusa, Mashra, Shechasa, Shiura. It's lacking in the area. Hayesh Bashir Dalaram Sadalaram. So it has the area of 4x4. Loishna Biribua, Loishna Baruch Mekotin. Whether it's a square, whether it's a rectangle, sure, it's mutter. But if, because if we need specifically a square, Lisli, Chashem Adaladam. Adaladam is the Master Shen Asuya Biribua. It has to be in that shape. Kalyesh Bashirim has the area. Right, so why didn't Elamai, the Tanah of the Mishnah, does not require a square? Zelta Gemara, second wide line. The Bezim and Yaakov Omer Biva Kamer. Masisin Loki Chananya. Our Mishnah, which according to either Reb Lezer ben Yaakov or the Rabbanon, the Bezim and Yaakov for sure says Biva Kamer, but Chama say that the B, which is May I'm along. Chama say Gag a chutz may I'm along Yishpech al pei abiv al shevach ul gag b'mayim yerdim lebiv. So you can't pour into the biv, but you can pour in the gag, and then it'll go into the biv. But onto the gag you may pour. Look at Chananya. The nature of the chotzer is that it absorbs. You have a beam on the side for the water to run off, and it gets absorbed there. But the roof, you don't want it absorbing anything. You're covering. You're covering it with pitch, etc. You don't want it. So over there, it's always made to have runoff and go. See, I don't care where you're pouring it, your goal is that it should run off to the side and run off the roof, which out to the Shasarab. So, see, even the Chama said the mice, the nature is it would get absorbed on the roof to some extent, but that's not what your goal is, and therefore it's also fine. Okay, Tana, it's like Rashi mentioned before that our mission is referring to Moshe Chama, where there, according to Rabbah, for sure, that you have a goal of Ziluf. Tana, B'medda, or Memurim, B'Moshe Chama. Our Mishnah is talking, let's go back on the Mishnah. That which you need to Uka. I'm sorry?
When would it be Usur, though, would get absorbed, pouring it on the roof?
According to Chananya, on the roof, yeah. Because that's not what you want. Tana, madam or morim b'yomayse cham. This halacha that you need a uka if it's less than a certain size is meshacham. No, but meshacham and meshavim v'shani meshacham. There's water there all the time, so you have no interest in getting the water in, the water out. It's no meshacham. Either you want it to be mezalef, or you want it specifically. If it's too much water, you don't want it sitting there because it'll make the place a mess, make it muddy. So you want it to flow out. So you're being shayfit to get the Yishus Rabim. So we have a problem. If it's too small, you must make an uka to take the water. However, Shamim, it's muddy anyway. So I don't care if the water stays there. So then again, if the water runs off, it's not my interest. Venonim, you can be shayfit. You can pour the once. You can pour the second time. Venonim, you don't have to hold yourself back. My Tamar Rabba. Amarava, other rotsa shivlu bolu hamayim b'mekayma. Because your real interest is just let it sit there. You have no interest in dafka. You don't have an interest specifically in dafka here. We don't interest in dafka there. You pour it here. Let it sit here. I don't know what stuff meant to me. Similarly, you have no interest that it should run off. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says to Rava, Hare Shoifkin. In the case where you pour it into the biv, if you pour it directly into the biv, we said according to the Rabbanan, that's also, you can pour on the gag or the chutzer, and then it runs off to the biv. You can't pour it directly into the biv. Well, in the biv, we have the same type of idea. You don't care if it sits there. So if it's good enough to say you don't care if it sits there to make a mutter, so the case of the biv, why would the chum say is also? Reshaifkin, the water you're pouring out, the Adam Reitzah Shibalu. Again, the Rabbis Reitzah Shibalu doesn't mean necessarily a positive interest. It means that you have no interest in anything otherwise. You don't mind. It's the same thing over there. You don't mind if it sits there. It's Honey Lo Yishbur, because you can't pour there. Okay. Okay, Amrlei. So one gears of Ella, this gears of Amrlei. Regards Ella, more saying you're right, that's not the Pshat. So that, but the Pshat is the following. So, Hasam means Mbesuk Shamim, the Mainechishlo. What is the concern? In other words, why would I believe the person has interest that should have to go out? The water should go out. The path of your chutz is going to be muddy. Your chutz is muddy already anyway. Well, so what's going to happen? It's less than 4x4, so the water is going to run off. So people will say, "Wow, this fellow's gutter is running water out into Shas Rabbim." And people will say, it must be that he poured water right there at the edge that it should flow into Shas Rabbim." No, Stam Sinaris Makalkim him anyway. They're usually running water off anyway in the Mesik Shaman. So people are going to say, "Wow, what's all this water coming from? That it's running off." Yeah, that's what happens in the winter, in the Gnostic Shom. So people are not going to see anything which would raise any eyebrows. Whereas in the summertime, if they'd see that, they'd say, "Why is it all running off over here? Must be he poured it over there specifically with intent to have it run off to the Shas Rabbim." Okay, let's see Rashi. Masnisin, so the narrow lines, about 10 lines up. The Tanya Rabbanan Abba Shevechu Alagag says you can't pour into the beev, which is 100 amas long, but you can pour on the roof. Behind yards on the beev, then they flow from there to the beev. Klamer Letzina Rachokik, so it's not really a beev; it's more like a gutter, a pipe. Look at Chananya. The day bechatzer shari begag osir. He says the bechatzer is mutter begag is osir. Gag shalom lahoyu mishipoyin. They weren't at a slant. Ella chalokin. They were flat. Can aliyah shalom like a top of a second floor, which you would have. Tachon is a betit. They would smear it up with a tit. Excuse me. Betiach mazivo with the some type of a mixture which you'd put on we'd put on the covering on top of our roof. You can see nervous the kalach, then you would make a path a tzinor like a pipe. The kalach gshamim have the water run off. Reshevkin hashevkin by gshamim, you pour the reshevkin into that tzinor. Fine. Another word, Tzarech Uka, you need the Uka, she is B'mesek Shamim. B'mesek Shamim, you don't need it. Why? So Rabbi says, Shivolu Mai B'mkaiman. Well, Ichmislei, the Leifku, he doesn't have no interest that the water should run off, run out to Shas Rabbim. The Lav Hachi Chatzer Mutsu Nefes, where Medes B'mesek Shamim, it's already muddy and dirty anyway because of the rain. Amalei Abaya, B'harei Shaifkin. But the case of the Shaifkin, and Ishbachan lo the beev orach mea amah, you're pouring into the beev which is 100 amas long. Sheish b'shir lehibola, but it's enough area for the water to get absorbed in. Yukamer abanan the b'sisin lo yishbrach lehanach. The beev kari Shaifkin. Afari lo yishbrach, you can't do that. So because you're pouring 100 ways, it's going to go out, even though you don't care, you have no interest with dafka that should go out. How to leave Kari Shaifkin, Stamba. How to go to Kari Mayim, Lefisha Pomim, Humas Alpha. when we refer to the water by the biv, that's referred to shayach, and that's the water that Yibadavka are pouring out. You're not planning to use. And when it refers to the chutz, it refers to the zmayim, because sometimes you want to use it like as a function of the water to use it to put down the dirt, to pat down the dirt. So Rabbi said back, what are you worried about? He wants him to go out because his chutzur is, otherwise his chutzur will get muddy. It's muddy anyway. That people will say that, wow, you're pouring there and you see the water's flowing out through Shazam, you're allowed to do that. You'll do the same thing in the Moshe Chama, where there you dafka wanted to go out. And we also remember, or you'll say you're allowed to pour directly into Shazabim. The Mali Bitsinur, Mali Bishazabim, Mamish. There, if I can pour into the gutter and it'll flow out to the Shazabim, I can pour into Shazabim directly. Because Hai Nami Lahachi Miskam, because that's what he wanted to do. You see, he was pouring into the tzinur, the beeb, in order to get it out to Shazarabim. So you're allowed to pour it to get through Shazarabim. So there's no difference. No, l'holak olamechus. The stam tzinur is b'masek shomim mekalchin him. They're flowing water anyway. Vomer people who see it will say, "Make shomim lino." They see water flowing out. They'll say, "Ah, there's rain running off." They won't say it's the person pouring water off. Alagabi beeb b'masek chama. Alagab sheish bo. It could get absorbed in that spot, but many times it doesn't, and it flows, and people will say, ah, the guy's pouring water out through Shazarab. Okay. Something more, Omer of Nachman. It's like the 10 lines up. The Mesuk Shamim. The difference between Mesek Shamim and Mesek Chama is like this. Mesek Shamim Uka Machzik Sasayim Nesel Masayim Machzik Saw Nesel Saw. Even Mesek Shamim, you have to put it into the area where it could get absorbed, depending how much you can absorb the size of the Uka. That's how much you let it pour there. In Mesek Chama, Masses of Sime, Nusulam, Sasaim. Saw a Nusulai Kalikr. Because that only matter is hold Sasaim. Because that was the average she stops of water for a day. So Mr. Kshaman only really has the Milo, but case there's Masik Saw, it's Mutter. The Mur says, I don't understand. Why shouldn't you give it, if it can hold the saw, let it hold the saw? Since the average amount of water a person uses by day is the sasayim, he has the sasayim of water to pour out, and he has the uk which only holds a saw. So we're going to allow this, the person will pour the whole sasayim into there, and then you're in trouble. The Mora says, the person is going to pour sasayim into a buck which only holds a saw. So Moriah says, so why do you have a problem over there? Hasam my nechesh law. What's the problem? If you said the reason why the person wants the water to flow out, because otherwise the chutzis will become muddy. It's muddy anyway. So you don't mind if the water flows out. The water, you don't know if the water stays. Elamai what? The people will see the water flowing out from the ukit to Shazarab and say, aha, the guys must be, the guys pouring water in there to go to Shazarab. They won't say that. They'll say, Stam and Tsinaris Bakalchane, that in the Mesek Shaman, there's always water flowing out. Rabbi Hilf is a filakur, a filakurai. See, even a kur, or two kur. The price would say that's mutter. Such Rashi. Machzik saw. Uka, if the uka holds a saw, Nesla Rishosli, stopik, Elishbuk saw, you can pour a saw in. Why the Kami Leel Shevich Vashenas of Bryce, which says Shevich Vashenu, I've been on him that you don't have to refrain. See the Ramnachman Buka Katana, some of the small Luka, Shimmy Dosa Kamer, you ought to pour in the mount which that area holds. Kamer Tana, the Bryce of the Shur. So the Tana Bryce is only mount there, an Uka, the mount which Uka could hold. Hasim Loin Nechishlo. Inami also the mace of Sasayim, even so Betsam is only pouring a saw. But he might pour Sasai. So in the basic Mesakama, that's a problem. Mustabin, what's gonna be? Even if he pours Sasayim, Laich Bislan is not such a problem. The who gufelo yolif mine churva the maimer, the person himself, people will see it, or he himself won't say, aha. There's a we'll create a problematic conclusion. What would that be? If you can pour it to the uka, which you know it's going to flow out, and you're pouring it there with intention to make it flow out, you're not throwing it out directly. You're not going to say that. You have no interest. For all you care, the water could overflow back into the chaser. Because it makes the place muddy. It's muddy anyway. So Rashi learns that the first chashash is the person himself, and the second chashash is other people. They'll see. Right, so Rashi pointing is flowing water. Surah Mishahuni Miskavim Lekachem will say, aha, must be, that's what he intended. No. So that argument would be, there's no chashash. Amir Lechachilo, Lashina Leitveim Reishura. However, Renachim says, even so, more than the amount that it could hold, we don't allow Lechachilo. Comes to Baya, says, "I'm Rabbi Hilchok. Keep the lekha lemechus to media. There's nothing to worry about. If you look kura v'karaim, koshari tana the brayse. He'll allow you to put a amount larger than what it could hold. But even though it's going to flow out afterwards, there's no chashash because you have no interest in the afka that should happen. You don't mind if it backs up into the chotzer. Makes the chotzer muddy because what do you care? And there's no xerim inside the royim. We'll say that it's run off from the rain." Zat the Gemara. In winter time.
Yes.
Mr. Shem. Chen said the Yutu Zu Kenegensu. So we said the Mishnah says there's two like platforms, Aliyos, and they have a Chotzer, which is less than Arba Amos in front of them, and it has some made a Uka and some didn't make a Uka. One made a Uka can pour in, and one didn't make a Uka cannot pour in. Amarava Filo Irvu. Even if the two aliyahs were ma'arv together, so there's no chashash of being mishtamash of the chutz or mitzat that. So what's going to happen? So if you allow the people with the uka to pour it out, we should argue that the other people will also pour out, and they're going to pour out without an uka. Omer Abaya, my time. It's now there's double the water. Vatanya achasli uka achasli gistra brecha vareva. Whether it's an uka gistra was they made it out of a container out of pottery, broken pottery. Brecha you shaped it in the shape of what a brecha. Brecha usually is a spring. So they came in a certain shape. It's like a long type of a wide ditch. Bereva, or even Rashi says it's a small ship sitting there. Abishin ismailu mayim be'erev Shabbos. Shavuot l'sechem mayim be'Shabbos. In all those scenarios, you can pour water in. Even though you have it, it's already full, and you know when you pour the water in, it's going to flow out afterwards. You're allowed to pour the water in. So. So Rav is saying, even in case of Irbu, it's going to be Osir. Why should it be Osir? It's not any worse than having it was full with water beforehand. So what will be? Chatzar A will pour in, and then Chatzar B will pour in, and it'll run into the hookah, so it'll be double the water. Okay, so fine. Because double the water is mutter. Hol yitmer, yichach yitmer, amr Rava, lo yishad ala shala Irbu, avul Irbu mutarin. If it's Irbu, it's mutarin. So Morris says, "Vechilo irvu my time." Is if the problem isn't the water, so why is it usher? You're pouring it out, and it'll flow off from your diuta down to the chutz. It's supposed to be the same type of a sorter. Morris says, "My time, Allah. Why is it usher?" Amar Rav Ashi, "Zera dilma usher lafukim imani debatim lahasim." The guy says, "Why should I pour out my diuta and make that messy? I have a better idea. Take the kelim with the water, go down to where the chotzer is, and pour in the chotzer. Well, the chotzer is not nisarev between the two of them, so it's also to carry kelim from the house down to where the chotzer is. So they didn't allow you to pour out water onto the diuta, having it then flow out to the chotzer. Exactly, you might take the kelim directly to there to pour out." So Dr. Ashi. That's how Rashi for tomorrow.